The committee investigating the January 6th insurrection has linked the event to Donald Trump's so-called big lie and his multi-pronged campaign to remain in power. In its fourth public hearing, the committee focused on what it describes as Trump's pressure campaign on officials in key swing states. Democrat Benny Thompson is chair of the committee.
Pressuring public servants into betraying their oaths was a fundamental part of the playbook.
This week, committee member Adam Schiff of California played the lead role.
The system held, but barely.
Schiff laid out what he described as a dangerous and escalating campaign targeting state and local officials, beginning with Election Day attempts to stop the count of mail-in ballots, then urging state legislatures and governors to stop certifying results, then a pressure campaign on state legislatures to certify fake electors supporting Trump, none of which worked. Schiff says running through the whole scheme was a lie.
The president's lie was and is a dangerous cancer on the body politic. If you can convince Americans that they cannot trust their own elections, that any time they lose it is somehow illegitimate, then what is left but violence to determine who should govern?
Schiff led the questioning of witnesses. They included local and state election officials who described things like being told to decertify Biden electors and instead certify alternate fake electors. One witness, Brad Raffensperger, the Georgia Secretary of State, received a now famous phone call from Trump asking him to find enough votes for Trump to win the Georgia election. Another witness, Rusty Bowers, is the Republican Arizona House Speaker. He described pressure from Trump and his lawyer Rudy Giuliani, including one call from Giuliani in particular.
My recollection, he said, we've got lots of theories, we just don't have the evidence. And I don't know if that was a gaffe or maybe he didn't think through what he said, but both myself and others in my group, the three in my group and my counsel, both remembered that specifically and afterwards kind of laughed about it.
The committee's investigative counsel, Casey Lussier, walked through an account of attempts to count fake electors for Trump, including one involving a Republican senator, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin.
Text messages exchanged between Republican Party officials in Wisconsin show that on January 4th, the Trump campaign asked for someone to fly their fake electors' documents to Washington. A staffer for Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson texted a staffer for Vice President Pence just minutes before the beginning of the joint session. This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand deliver to the Vice President the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin. The Vice President's aide unambiguously instructed them not to deliver the fake votes to the Vice President.
Several election officials told about being the subject of things like mass email and phone campaigns, phone calls at home at all hours, and a nighttime protest in an election official's home where people chanted, "You're a traitor," while children were inside the house. Shay Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman, worked in the Department of Elections and Registrations in Fulton County, Georgia. Trump blasted both women, calling Freeman a professional vote scammer and hustler. Later, Moss and her mother were harassed by angry Trump supporters, including death threats. Moss says that's affected her life, in her words, in every way, all because of lies.
I no longer give out my business card. I don't transfer calls. I don't want anyone knowing my name. I don't want to go anywhere with my mom because she might yell my name out over the grocery aisle or something. I don't go to the grocery store at all. I haven't been anywhere at all.
Her mother, former election worker Ruby Freeman, gave a video interview to the committee where she told of being warned by the FBI to leave her home until Inauguration Day.
There is nowhere I feel safe. Nowhere. Do you know how it feels to have the President of the United States to target you? The President of the United States is supposed to represent every American, not to target one, but he targeted me, Lady Ruby, a small business owner, a mother, a proud American citizen who stand up to help Fulton County run an election in the middle of the pandemic.
The next episode of the January 6th hearings is scheduled for Thursday, when the committee will look at what Chair Thompson describes as Trump efforts to corrupt the Department of Justice. Meanwhile, Republican Vice Chair Liz Cheney has a message for people watching the hearings.
I would urge all of those watching today to focus on the evidence the committee will present. Don't be distracted by politics. This is serious. We cannot let America become a nation of conspiracy theories and thug violence.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.